whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano and have the distinct pleasure of sitting with a very attractive young lady from westerly part of our state, down south in the Pawcatuck westerly area. Her name is Cade Feldman, and she owns Noodle Revolution. And I just want to say welcome to the program, Cade.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. I'm very happy to be here.
It's
good morning,
nice.
Everybody and the listeners.
Yeah, it's nice to have you with us. We're going to find out everything we want to know about Noodle Revolution. And I'm guessing it's a restaurant, right?
It is a restaurant.
it's a restaurant. And what kind of restaurant is it?
Our concept is a globally inspired street comfort food. And that's inspired from around the world. So we have a little bit of everything, but we specialize in noodles. We have pastas, but we also have burgers, salads, soups.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Even tacos.
So yes. Is it Thai? Is it basically a Thai inspired originally?
Well, I was born in Bangkok, Thailand, of a family that has a little bit of, you know,
Mixed background,
correct. So it's a little bit of a lot of things that I travel during my travels.
Mm-hmm.
And I love eating.
You love eating. That's
yes.
great.
And, I appreciate food. I love people. So yeah. I just inspired by my experience and.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your experience and your background. You said you were born in Thailand.
In Bangkok. Correct.
All right. And then from there, did you ever take any classes or schooling about preparing food? Or
I grew up in the restaurant business. My mom was a chef, and she used to open a restaurant, which was... that was during the Vietnam War. I wasn't born yet, but I heard from my family that, you know, my mom was very successful chef at the time, and she was serving kind of like East meet West food back then.
Yeah.
Yes, and very successful, and she was serving to U.S., U.K., French, Australian troops.
All right.
it was a lot of, you know, the menus was, you know, have the food that was inspired by, she served pastas, burgers, Thai food, salads,
even
and all that.
Then,
even
was,
back then. Yeah. And I thought that was like, wow, that's really awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
And other members of your family involved in the restaurant or just pretty much her at that
Yes,
time?
My mom was a chef, and later she moved back to Bangkok. She was originally from Bangkok, so she moved back to Bangkok after the war ended. And then that's when, after that, and then I was born, mm-hmm. you know, years and years after that. And then my brother was a chef as well. He went to the... Culinary Institute of America and study the French classical,
wow.
the French classic training. And
so was he the first one to come to America to get trained in food?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. And then I learned a lot from him. We opened a restaurant together in Mystic, Connecticut. That was about many years ago.
Oh,
we
okay.
opened in 2005. We opened
well, that's not that many years ago. It's only 13, 14 years ago.
That's right. So it was really successful. We were the first Thai restaurant that brought the unusual approach mm-hmm. to the Thai cuisine. That's what the New York Times said
wow.
about us. And then now I had some training in Thailand with some famous chef in Thailand.
Right.
And I learned from my mom growing up, and I learned from my brother. And Yeah.
That's excellent. So now, when you're located it, where exactly in the Westerly area? Whereabouts? What's your street address?
Address is 87 Oak Street in Westerly.
87 Oak Street.
Yes.
And what section is that near? Is that down near the bridge almost into Pawcatuck, or is that in the southern part of the state?
No,
or near the airport?
Unfortunately, we're not in downtown, but that's however, right. The listeners can find us. We're across the street of a Tower Street, across from Ginger Gas Station and Ritaco's.
Okay.
Everybody knows Ritaco in Westerly. So.
All right. So if you're down that area, look it up. Oak Street, right?
Oak Street,
all
yes.
Right. So that's easy to remember, Oak Street.
I think it's the north end of Westerly.
The north end.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll call it the north end of Westerly, closer to Route 95, right, than being down near the airport.
Route 78. 78. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And,
so we have a general idea. And how many seats in the restaurant, roughly, can you serve?
About 24 seats.
Oh, okay.
We're not a big restaurant, but in the summer, during the summer, we're open for the outdoor seating. So we got a few more. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice number. That's hard to keep all those people happy at once. And I know you're recently started advertising with us here on WCRI, and we're happy to have you. And you're already seeing some people coming in the door, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We got a really good response, and we're very happy.
Excellent.
Yes, and we do take out as well. So.
Okay, mm-hmm. So take out as possible.
Yes.
And what's the phone number people could call?
It's 401-596-9559.
Okay, and you're also on Facebook, right?
Correct.
And can people order by sending you a Facebook thing, or do they just call and place the order? How does that work?
We would prefer that you call to place an order.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's give the phone number one more time then, and then we'll mention it again.
401-596-9559.
All right. And when we talk about, I'm half French and half Italian, so my heritage is a little bit different than yours. And we talk about when I was growing up here in America, we had Chinese food. That's what everybody called whatever it was. It didn't really have to be Chinese food. It probably wasn't. It was American food that people called Chinese. Now, that's changed a lot in the last 10, 12, 15 years since you've been here particularly. And now when we talk about Thai food, what separates perhaps Thai food from Chinese food as Americans think about it?
Yes. Actually, Thai food is a mixture of different cuisine on its own already. We inspire from Dutch, French, Portuguese. The chili pepper were brought by the Portuguese missionary to Siam, which is was the former name of Thailand.
Right.
So that make it spicy. And mm-hmm. Chinese also influence Japanese. It's a method of cooking, the French as well.
So how does that tie in with your global aspect that you talked about at the beginning of the show, where you have hamburgers and you have pasta and you have, you're able to meld that all together, and someone can come in, sit down and say, I just want a burger and I just want some pasta, I just want a salad. I mean, all of those things are available, right?
Absolutely, yes. For people that they come in a family of, a group of people, not everybody prefer to have the same food or noodles.
I can have a burger and someone else is with me. Buddy
tacos.
Can have Thai food, could have
absolutely,
pasta,
or Japanese, or pastas. We have spicy and non-spicy. So, yes.
Now, when people think of a restaurant, I'm guessing when people think of a restaurant as eclectic as yours, they don't think about that being in Westerly. They might think of it being in San Francisco or New York or something like that.
Correct.
But you have some roots in where that came from?
Yes, I used to live in New York City. That's where I went to school. When I first came to the United States, I was in New York City. Yes.
Well, that makes sense, then. So you kind of, you took that big city mentality and brought it
to
beautiful downtown Westerly.
Yes.
All right. So now people have the advantage of that. Let's talk about pricing a little bit. Mm-hmm. In that some restaurants will, you know, describe themselves as more expensive than others. Mm-hmm. For example, there are some places you could go in Westerly and spend $100 for a meal. That's not necessarily the case in your restaurant.
No, we're in the mid price range.
Okay,
we're not expensive.
We're not McDonald's, but we
have a lower profit margin than most of the same kind.
Okay,
because we use a very high quality ingredients, and we're not just, you know, even though my Asian background, but we use a lot of different ingredients that as well. So,
all right. How about an example of something that you would consider like a? Do you have like a daily special? Does that happen? Or
yes, we do have specials, but we don't have daily specials. Because we have a very small kitchen. We have it on the blackboard. So
okay. So yes. There's always something new to try. If you go there once every week,
absolutely,
you can always try something new.
Absolutely.
All right. So it's not just the hamburger or whatever, mm-hmm. and get used to that. But you can try lots of different things.
Yes.
You mentioned high quality food, and you know, one of the things that interests me is how restaurants get their food, mm-hmm. and you know, certain distributors that they buy from or whatever. So let's talk a little bit about that when we come back, but we're done with this segment of the program. So let's one more time give the hours that you're open.
Yes, we're open from 11:30 to 9:30 on the weekdays, Monday through Thursday.
Okay, and then Friday and Saturday.
Actually, I'm sorry, from Sunday to Thursdays.
Okay.
From 11:30 to 9:30 and Friday, Saturdays, from 11:30 to 10 p.m. This is our summer hour. This is our winter hour.
Okay.
And in the summer, we're open 7 days until from 11:30 to 10 p.m.
Okay. So a little extra on Friday and Saturday night, half hour for those that want to be eating a little bit later on. And once again, you're on Oak Street in Westerly, right? And the phone number is
401-596-9559.
And people can take out and have orders to go, pick them up. Do you have any delivery service available to them?
Not yet, but we're thinking about it.
All right. Well, that's to be something to look forward to. All right. So if you're thinking about, this is Saturday morning, and you're thinking about what to do today, well, you can grab yourself some lunch there at Noodle Revolution. Or you can call them up and have something ready to be picked up. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with more of Cade and Noodle Revolution. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano and having a great morning sitting with Cade Feldman, who is the owner of Noodle Revolution in Westerly. And by the way, I forgot to say, Cade, happy Groundhog Day. Do you know what Groundhog Day is? No, well, I'll tell you, it's the kind of day where things just seem to keep happening over and over again, and it's not really well-known holiday. It's not a federal holiday or anything, but Groundhog Day is today, so happy Groundhog Day to all of our listeners, and tomorrow is the big day for a lot of New England fans. It'll be the Super Bowl, and once again, the New England Patriots will be playing in the Super Bowl, and I have a great idea. People can go to Noodle Revolution Sunday afternoon, pick up everything they need to keep them fed through watching the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be great? They can do that just by calling your phone number and ordering and then picking it up, right?
Absolutely. We don't have a TV screen, but pre-order ahead of time and bring our delicious wings. A lot of people swear by it that our wings are awesome, and it's perfect food. It's finger food for Super Bowl.
All right, so wings and everybody. That's a kind of a traditional thing that a lot of people have gotten used to over the last few years. And but you said something during the break that caught my interest. When people walk in the door and they want to prepare themselves for a meal, they get choices. So they not only have a menu, but let's start off with the basics. They walk in, the first thing they do is choose their noodle that they might like to have, right?
Correct, yes. Number one is choose your noodles.
And what kinds are there? What are the choices?
We do have rice noodles and traditional pastas. The rice noodles are all gluten-free and traditional pastas. So we do have rice, rice flat, rice stick, and then you can choose from spaghetti to linguine or fettuccine.
Okay, so you choose your noodles, even or pasta, whichever way you want to phrase it.
Yes.
And then what do they choose next?
Choose your sauce.
Sauce.
Yes.
All right. So you can get what
we only have three kinds of sauce, which are drunken, Bangkok street pad thai, and black sauce, black noodle sauce.
Black noodle sauce. All right. And the first one was drunken?
Drunken sauce, yes.
Like I've had too much to drink.
We can do. Yes, yes. That's just, you know, the name because it's kind of fun. And yes, the drunken sauce is basically there are chili, pepper, garlic, but we can do it mild as well for you. If you don't like chili, we can do just the garlic sauce.
You choose your degree of how spicy you want it, essentially.
Correct. Right? Yes, that's the last choice to choose from.
Right.
You choose your protein, which has steak, chicken, vegetables, or local caught seafood from Rhode Island and Connecticut.
So you buy locally.
Absolutely.
We talked about the last segment. I said I'd like to talk about how you get your food. So that's one of the main things is your fish is basically local.
Yes, absolutely. Local we support seafood. Locals and we're living in this great area that our local food are awesome. So whenever available, we are definitely, even our produce as well.
All right.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, besides wings, there are other snack foods that might be appropriate for the Super Bowl?
Yes, let me tell you about the wings for the Super Bowl. We do have habanero sauce, barbecue, sweet chili sauce. So it's delicious, very delicious. And then we have tacos, Revolution tacos, which can, you know, perfect for Super Bowl, Revolution burgers. And even our drunken noodles, you can choose with spaghetti and just shout down, you know, in front of the Super Bowl. And yes, and we have the pommes frites, which is inspired by Belgian fries. We have a lot of choice for the dipping sauce as well.
All right. So they're when you say Belgian fries, are they when we're talking about something not like a French fry?
It is basically a French fry.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then you just have different dipping sauces that you can get for them.
Yes, yes.
And
but I think it tastes better than regular fries. Our fries are awesome.
You know, I wish everybody at home could have a television that would see the studio right now because you are so enthusiastic about your food. It's really interesting. It's great that you're this enthusiastic about how great a lot of the different things are. Tell us about drunken noodles. What drunken noodles? What does that mean? Does that mean they're cooked with some kind of liquor?
That's it has a little bit of liquor in it as well.
Okay.
Drunken noodles is just a fun name, but it has a lot of herbs and spice into it. So yes, so that's the origin.
Now mentioning liquor, you don't serve drinks as such, but it's your restaurant is a
BYOB, so you can bring your own alcohol, the beer or wine, no hard liquors.
Beer or wine.
Beer, wine, and pair with your food.
All right, so you can bring your own bottle of wine in and or beer and pair that up with whatever you want to do. But you do have a couple drinks. You mentioned one that was a virgin something.
Virgin lingonberry mojitos.
A virgin mojito. All right. That sounds interesting. So there's lots of things like that there. Let's talk about the...
We do have Thai iced tea as well, a sweetened Thai iced tea.
Iced tea?
Thai iced tea.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And why is that different from other iced tea?
Because the tea leaves are from Thailand.
Oh, that's a good reason. That's a good reason to make it a little bit different. Let's talk about that. You have things like ramen. Right?
Yes, we do have ramen. We do have tom yum ramen, which is inspired by Thailand's most popular soup, lemongrass-based broth. Very good.
And also things like spring rolls.
People like for finger food. That is definitely perfect for the Super Bowl. All vegetables, all vegetarian. Perfect for a vegetarian.
Okay.
With our homemade plum sauce. Delicious.
So spring rolls with homemade plum sauce.
Yes.
That's a
sweet and sour.
That's a great Super Bowl mm-hmm. idea. So rather than a traditional, I don't want to say because
pizzas.
Yeah, oh, I wasn't going to say that, but you said it. All right. I was going to say, so rather than the traditional pizza that everybody gets, make your Super Bowl party a little more classier and check out Noodle Revolution. And they can do that by calling your phone number, and we're going to give it to them a couple more times. It's
401-596-9559.
596-9559. All right. And you can call, place the order. And what does it usually take for an average order? About 20 minutes or half an hour to get ready for people when they call in? Or that varies?
It varies.
Okay, depending on how busy it is.
Yes.
All right. But you'll tell them that when they call, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So they'll know when to stop by. And you have on-street parking there, which is, you know, conveniently found on Oak Street, and go in. And you only seat about 25 people or so during the winter hours. And then is it more fun to have the outside open in the summertime for you, when there's more people and
sure,
enjoying the
absolutely.
Weather?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. In the summer, we're pretty busy. So reservation, I recommend it on the weekends and especially in the summer.
Oh, so people can make reservations.
Absolutely, for the party of four and more.
Four or more. Okay.
Yes.
So a lot of people are parties of four. You suggest they call and make a reservation. All right. So that's another reason to use that phone number of 401-596-9559. And I want to talk more about the food and some of the other specialty items that you might have. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit more about your background and how you came up with some of these things. And I know you said you lived in New York and went to school there and so forth, but somewhere along the line, somebody had to say, I think it's a good idea that you not only have your regular cuisine, but you'd go into burgers and pasta and stuff like that. And you've created a lot of your own recipes, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a fun and different place to go, and it's the kind of thing where not only do you have your own creations, but you make sure that all the food is fresh, and you do your own shopping.
Yes, I do my own shopping. That way I get to handpick everything and make sure everything is fresh, the freshest ingredients, and the highest quality that you can find.
I mean, there's a lot of restaurants that just have a truck drive up and they drop the stuff off and then they, you know, open the can. I'm serious.
We have some cans to open as well, but we also have a lot of handpicked stuff that I personally selected myself.
Okay, so you just go down to the seafood place and get seafood, and you get produce from a different place, and you do all that yourself. So that's gotta be time consuming, as well as the dealing with the day to day, waiters and cooks and all the other things
yes.
that happen. Right?
It's all day. It's an all day event. It's an all day project. Yes.
And it's a 7 day a week process.
Yes.
Now, what day do you take off?
The day that I don't need to go shopping, or it's hard to find the days, but it's beautiful because when I don't have to do all those stuff, I can have my day off. So it varies. So I don't know.
Now this is the kind of food you can't find anywhere else. This is Westerly, but there's another one in Pawcatuck, and there's another one, you know, in Charlestown, or something like that.
No,
this is it. You're the area. You're the one that it makes it different and exciting.
Yes, yes. We're different from other food of the similar kind because we put our own twist into it.
Okay.
Even though they might have the same names and, you know, of kind of food, but absolutely our recipe is very special.
All right. So in other words, even as basic as a hamburger, people can tell the difference between your hamburger and somebody
else's.
And
other hamburgers. Absolutely. We
right.
put some twist into it that you will know that this is a hamburger is because it will have the original flavor of the hamburgers. We try to keep it at this original flavor.
Sure.
But something about it, when you taste it, you will know that, it's not your typical hamburgers.
All right.
It's very good.
All right. And I just want to go back. You said
it's burger revolution.
Not only noodle revolution. Now, there's a. You had a name when we were during the commercial break. You told me the name that you like to use for the name of the restaurant, which is, rather than just noodle revolution, you said more than that.
Oh, that's a tagline. Is taste global, eat local.
All right. Taste global, eat local.
Noodle revolution, taste global, eat local.
What a great tagline that is. That's a good way to look at it, so that you make sure you're always getting the freshest ingredients and so forth. Let's see. I think we talked about a lot of the specialty items. If I was to go in there for the first time, I'm going to walk in. I have to admit, I haven't been there yet, but I'm going to get there. And when I walk in and I say to you, I'm in your hands, feed me, what would you recommend?
I will recommend a drunken noodles.
Drunken noodle, right. Yes. So is that what I start with?
Absolutely. I will. I will start with a spring rolls, vegetarian spring rolls with a plum sauce.
I'm having now a spring roll with plum sauce. Okay.
Yes. Then I might try the Vietnamese beef pho, which is the beef broth, aromatic beef broth.
So basically a soup?
Yes, that's okay. A soup, but it can be a main course as well. Then depends on how hungry I am or, you know, if you like the soup.
No, you're feeding me. This is not for you.
Oh, yes. I will have the wings, that's for sure. I will have, depends on how spicy you like.
I've got the spring roll. Now I have the beef broth, right? So now I've got a little appetizer, a little soup. And then you're saying wings would be next, right?
Yeah. Let me back up.
Okay.
I will have either spring rolls or wings. If you like spicy, I would go for habanero sauce. But if you like kind of medium spicy, I will recommend sweet chili sauce or barbecue wings. And I will, in the wintertime like this, I will either recommend tom yum ramen or Vietnamese beef pho.
Okay.
Right. Or drunken noodles. Everything is just so good. It's hard. Right. Yeah.
All right. So I think I'm full now.
Yes. And I will have a dessert as well.
You have dessert too?
Oh, yes. We do.
Oh.
We do have everything is handmade in the house and it's very, very popular dessert. Yes. We do have.
Desserts.
Yes. Either handmade fried vanilla ice cream with berry or chocolate sauce. We have both vanilla or green tea, fried vanilla ice cream. We also have the steamed coconut pandan sticky rice with fresh mixed berries and a choice of a scoop of ice cream of your choice.
So either I should get there
mango,
at like,
green tea.
Yeah, I should get there at like 3 o'clock and plan 3 hours to eat. Because all those things that you're mentioning, that's how long it takes me to eat them.
Depends on how hungry you are, but those are all recommended.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think the important thing we found out today is that you're open 7 days a week.
Correct.
You're easy to find in the northern part of Westerly, as you mentioned, on Oak Street, right near the corner of Tower Street, right?
Yes.
Tower and Oak. So
Tower
people
and Oak.
Are putting that near... Relatively near Ginger's Oil Company, where you said a lot of people know where that is.
Yes.
All right. So
across from Ritagos, our neighbor.
Okay. And so it's not very hard to find. Just a minute or two outside the center of Westerly. And the phone number, once again, is 401-596-9559. And reservations for four people or more are highly recommended, as you said. And you're open from 11:30 to 9:30 most days, and then Friday and Saturday till 10 o'clock.
In the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have to come back and tell us about your summertime menu and the different things you do there.
We'd love to be here.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing your menu and your expertise with our audience. It's been great to have you. And once again, I wish that we had a television camera in here so the audience could see you because... You are very, very pleasant to talk to, and you're very enthusiastic about your business, which is a great thing. Thank you so much for coming in, Kate. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Thank you so much.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.